Hello there, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm David.
And I'm Eddie.
Yes, exactly. No, of course, we're not. She's Anna, and I'm Mike. But we could be, because we've been spending 3 days now with David's diary. And, of course, Eddie is David's best friend. Now, what have David and Eddie been doing this month? It's been quite an exciting month, hasn't it?
They went to the Three Direction concert.
That's right. Uh-huh. You're a huge fan. Can you sing us a Three Direction song?
Three Direction, North, East, and West.
That is Three Directions. That was very good.
Thank you.
I haven't heard that song on the radio, but I think it's going to be a hit. Mm. What about South? Yeah, why isn't it Four Directions? North, South, East, and West.
That's a good question.
They should add another person. They should add you.
There's always something we have to live up with.
Should be Anna and Three Directions. Because you're more famous. You're better
than
them. Absolutely. Mm. All right. Well, of course, Three Directions isn't a real band, but it's this story that we're looking at today with David and Eddie. And Three Directions, when Eddie got a great chance to go and meet his heroes, the guys in the band, David had to wait outside, and all he got was a postcard from Eddie's dad. Mm. So, still, it was a good day. Everyone had fun, especially Eddie, singing and dancing, and also getting a chance to meet his heroes in Three Directions. Let's find out what happens today, though, in David's diary.
David's Daily Life. What are friends for? The next day at school, everyone asked Eddie about the concert. He showed them his new poster with the band's autographs. I suddenly remembered the postcard from Eddie's dad. When nobody was looking, I signed the band members' names on it. Then I showed it off. One classmate asked,
"How come the handwriting looks different from Eddie's poster?"
Another one said,
"That's David's handwriting. I recognize it because it's so ugly. David, you're such a liar."
I felt so embarrassed. Why was I jealous of Eddie? Eddie said,
"Don't call my best friend a liar."
I smiled at him for helping me. Although what I did was wrong, Eddie still stood by me.
Suddenly, it suddenly started to rain, and I didn't even have an umbrella. It suddenly started to rain, and I didn't even have an umbrella. Sign. The movie star signed photos for his fans at the airport. The movie star signed photos for his fans at the airport. Handwriting. I like Scarlett's handwriting because it's very clear and neat. I like Scarlett's handwriting because it's very clear and neat.
Smile. Smile, smiled, smiled. Dad told us to smile at the camera for our family photo. Dad told us to smile at the camera for our family photo.
Okay, so yeah, the concert's over. It's the next day. It says the next day at school. Everyone asked Eddie about the concert. Okay. Everyone knew that they were going, and it was very, very exciting. He showed them his new poster with the band's autographs. Wow, so he got a poster, which is like a really big picture on a piece of paper that you can put up on the wall, right? You can hang it on your wall. And a lot of young people, I know I did when I was a kid, have posters of their favorite bands in their bedroom on the walls. And if you ever get a chance to meet the people in the band or meet someone famous like that, you can maybe get them to sign your poster or sign a picture or even just a piece of paper or something like that. Now, if you sign something, that means you write your name on it, right? So if it's an important piece of paper, maybe at the bank or when you're traveling, you might have to write your name. But if it's a famous person and they write their name on something, so you can keep it like as a present or some kind of special thing to remember, that's called an autograph. An autograph. So if you have an autograph of Kobe Bryant or an autograph of, you know, a famous person like that, that would be something special. But if it's just me or you, no one really wants to know who we are, so we just sign things. But if it's a famous person, it's an autograph. And sometimes these can be worth a lot of money, right? I mean, if you have an autograph of, like, George Washington or Neil Armstrong, the first man on
the
moon.
Jim Wong on a baseball.
Right, exactly, on a bat or something like that. That can be worth a lot of money if it's a really famous person.
Right. So now, Eddie 手上有一张poster, 有一张海报，而且上面呢有 Three Directions 签名耶。如果是名人的签名就叫做 autograph, autograph。啊，如果是我们自己签名呢，那个叫做 signature, signature。只有名人的签名才会是 autograph。
Yeah, and we can use autograph both as a verb and a noun. Okay, so that is this person's autograph, or he autographed or he signed my baseball. Those are both ways of saying that. Okay, so he's got the autograph, he's got the poster, everyone thinks that's so cool. David says, I suddenly remembered the postcard from Eddie's dad. Okay, so he's watching Eddie get all this attention. Maybe David feels a little bit jealous. That he didn't get to meet the band, he's not getting the attention. But he says, suddenly, I remembered the postcard. When you do something suddenly, or when it happens suddenly, it happens very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like that fast, okay? Suddenly. So it shows you there was no big time, there was no, what am I going to do? I'll think about this for an hour. No, it's just like, I have an idea. It happens very quickly, or suddenly.
Right, 所以这个 suddenly 呢，这个副词其实就是突然或是忽然没有预期而且非常快速的出现 suddenly.
Yeah, for example, it suddenly started to rain and I didn't even have an umbrella. You know, 5 minutes ago the sky was blue, but suddenly like that it started to rain and I didn't have an umbrella. So you gotta run to the store and buy one or something like that. Alright, so he suddenly remembered he has the postcard. He gets the postcard out. He says, now this is where he gets in trouble. When nobody was looking, I signed the band members' names on it.
Huh.
He wrote down the band members' names. Now, when it's a person's name, you don't write it down. You can also sign it. And that's what we talked about earlier, right? So, if you know, for example, in school, you might be given a test, and you have to write your name or sign your name at the top of your test so that the teacher knows, you know, who's each paper is.
对啊，所以如果你把名字写下来的时候就叫做 sign, S-I-G-N, sign, 这是一个动词。啊，我们刚刚说自己的签名啊，或者是不是名人的签名都叫做 signature, signature.
Yeah, I think the time in my life when I sign the most paper is when you travel. Right, you have to sign those different papers to go around the, you know, in and out of the airport. You have to sign a lot of things.
Right.
Or maybe when you go to a hospital or somewhere like that.
Or you pay by credit card.
Yeah, you pay by credit card in a bank. You might have to sign things. Mm-hmm. But of course, famous people sign things all the time, wherever they go. Say, hey, can you write your name on here? Because you're so famous. For example, the movie star signed photos for his fans at the airport. The movie star signed photos for his fans at the airport, right? We've seen that. They come out and the fans are like, and then they come over with pictures and a pen and the movie star's got to write his name. Anyway, David did that, but unfortunately David is not in Three Directions, so he signed another person's name, which is wrong and actually could be a crime. It could get you in trouble if you sign like something at the bank and say you're another person. Mm-hmm. That's against the law. This is just wrong to do. And then he showed it off. Hey, look, everyone, I got One Direction's autograph, Three Directions autograph, too. When you show something off, you kind of let other people see it because you're very proud of it in some way.
Right, 结果呢，自己签了名也就算了，居然还拿来炫耀，show off. show off 就有炫耀的意思。不过呢，我们在这边看到一个时间副词叫做 then，T-H-E-N。那这个 then 呢，其实就是然后的意思。当我们在叙述一件事情，不管它是真实发生的事，或者是虚构的故事，我们常常会说一开始怎么样啊 ，first，and then， 然后怎么样？那最后如何如何 ？finally 怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？在英文当中有很多这些表示先后顺序的时间副词，或者是所谓的转成词。那么 then 当然是最好用的其中之一，然后如何，然后如何 then。不过呢，这些转成词还有很多，所以接下来我们就请英文快译通出场喽。
英文
快译通 ，Oh yeah！
Hello everyone, I'm Nicole. 欢迎收看英文快译通。周休假日的时候，同学们都会做些什么呢？是外出逛街、看电影，还是待在家里看书、上网啊？或者干脆把握难得不用上学的机会，来个睡到自然醒。无论做什么，假日都很值得好好利用。像Nicole老师，放假的时候大概都会利用半天的时间做一些家事，里里外外打扫一番。环境看起来整洁，心情也不知不觉跟着好起来耶。做家事好像不是什么很严肃的工作，但还是要有个先后顺序，才能事半功倍，轻松又有效率的完成。通常 Nicole 老师会先扫地 ，sweep the floor，S-W-E-E-P，sweep， 然后洗衣服 ，do the laundry，L-A-U-N-D-R-Y，laundry。最后是倒垃圾 ，take out the garbage，G-A-R-B-A-G-E，garbage。提到顺序，在中文里面我们会用先怎么怎么样，或是首先怎么样，第一怎么怎么样，然后怎么怎么样，或者是接着第二怎么怎么样，最后再怎么怎么样。就像刚刚 Nicole 老师所讲的，先扫地。然后洗衣服，最后倒垃圾。而在英文里面也有这一类表示先后顺序的用法哦。首先，也就是最开始的第一项要表达的，我们可以用 first， F I R S T， 或者是 to begin with， B E G I N， begin， 或者是 first of all。 接下来提到其次，然后就要用 second， S-E-C-O-N-D， second， 或者是 then， 也就是然后 T-H-E-N， 或者是 next， N-E-X-T。 而最后呢，我们会用 last， L-A-S-T， 或者是 finally， 或是 last but not least， L-E-A-S-T， 来做结束。哇，一口气说了这么多，先怎么样，然后怎么样，最后怎么样，同学们可能已经头昏眼花了吧。美科老师再举一个例子，帮助大家更了解先后顺序的表达方法哦。比如说，我们要说明如何建立良好的人际关系，要怎么与别人好好相处。 Here are some tips for getting along with others well。 这里就提供大家几个小 tip 哦。首先， to begin withBe gentle and sincere， 要对人温和有礼，而且诚恳真挚。Then be willing to help others， 接着你要乐意帮助别人。而最后，但是却同样重要的是，要适时的赞美别人。Last but not least， give people proper praise。 把刚刚学到的几个用法代换一下吧。 First of all， be gentle and sincereSecond, be willing to help others. And finally, give people proper praise. 也是同样的意思哦。表达事情先后顺序的用法，希望各位同学都学会咯。英文快一通，我们下次见，拜拜。
But one of his classmates, when he saw this postcard that Three Directions signed, one of David's classmates noticed something a little strange. He said,How come the handwriting looks different from, Eddie's poster? Because Eddie had the poster that the band wrote the names on. David's got the postcard that he wrote the names on, and one classmate said, hey, the writing is different. The names look different, right? It's the same name, but the way someone wrote it is different. When we talk about how someone writes, we talk about their handwriting. Okay, they're using their hand and a pen, and they're writing, and everyone's handwriting is a little bit different from everyone else's, right? It's quite easy to recognize your friends or your sisters, your brothers, your moms, your dad's handwriting because you've seen it before. And certainly, if you're looking to sell something with a famous person's name, you'll probably want someone to look at it and make sure that person really signed it, because sometimes people can fake it, like David did, to try to make money, because handwriting is very special to each person. It's always a little bit different, which is why it's so hard to copy.
Right, 所以在这里的 handwriting 其实就是笔迹的意思，字面上就是用手写下来，其实它代表的呢就是一种笔迹 handwriting。不过回过头来，在这句话的问句当中，我们看到的 how come。How come 其实就是 why 的意思，我说意思哦，但是 how come 后面会直接加主词动词，它不会形成倒装，但是它可以带出 how come 主词动词，然后加个问号就变成问句了。
Okay, for example, we could say I like Scarlett's handwriting because it's very clear and neat. I like Scarlett's handwriting because it's very clear and neat, so it's easy to read, because some people, their handwriting looks like a spider kind of walked over the paper, right? It looks very well. What does that say? I can't read that. So handwriting can be important. Another person said, another one of the students said, that's David's handwriting. I recognize it because it's so ugly. Uh-oh, so he's been caught. He's been busted. David, they say you're such a liar. Someone recognized it. To recognize it is to see something and know what it is, right? I know that handwriting. I've seen it before. I recognize it. It's David's writing.
所以另外一个同学根本就已经把它认出来了，是 David 自己写的，因为 David handwriting 比较潦草，很丑， ugly. 不过认出笔记啊，认出某人，认出这是谁的东西，认出那是我的脚踏车。这个认出在英文当中的动词叫做 recognize.
So of course David felt so embarrassed. He told a lie and people caught him for it. Oh, that's so embarrassing. That's why we shouldn't lie. Why was I jealous of Eddie? He's thinking, yeah, why am I jealous of Eddie? Eddie said, though, Eddie's a good friend. He says, don't call my best friend a liar. All right, so Eddie's kind of helping him. He's sticking up for David. Because remember, David was nice to Eddie to go to the concert. So now Eddie is helping David out. That's what friends do. And then David smiled at Eddie for helping me. You know, say thank you for helping me out of that kind of embarrassing situation. Although what I did was wrong, Eddie still stood by me. So that's a nice thing that friends will do for each other. If someone... You know, who's a good friend does something wrong, you still help them out. You don't kind of go, you're not my friend anymore. No, they're your friend, and we all make mistakes. So it's good to stick with your friend. And of course, to smile is just to make your mouth go like this. Yay! Because you're happy.
Right. 这就是微笑啊 smile. Smile. 不过这个字注意哦，它以一结尾，所以它的过去式跟过去分词直接加 d 就可以了。它的三态是 smile, smiled,Smile.
For example, Dad told us to smile at the camera for our family photo. Cheese.
不过要特别注意，如果是对着相机微笑或对着某人微笑，我们会说 smile at something. Smile at someone.
That's right. And to stand by someone, like Eddie was standing by David, that means to support them when they need help, not to leave them on their own and run away from them, but to stand there and fight with them, to stand by that person.
就是站在他旁边，言下之意就是支持他，陪伴他的意思。To stand by someone.
That's right. We'll be back after the short break. Stand by someone. That's what friends do. It makes me think of that song, Stand By Me.
Stand by.
You're going to start singing. Anyway, good song, Stand By Me. And it's all about, sticking by your friends, because that's what friends do. Hopefully David won't do something so silly in the future.
Right.
But I think it was really exciting for Eddie to get to meet Three Directions. I'm going to go home and watch their videos on YouTube. I don't think there are any, but I'll look. All right, we'll see you guys very soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
小聚会。
Everyone mixes and matches different styles of clothing these days.
Everyone mixes and matches different styles of clothing these days.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。大家都知道，每个人穿衣服的风格都不一样。有些人喜欢穿日系唯美浪漫风格的衣服，但是有些人啊，像是 Eunice 我就比较喜欢穿欧美风格的服装。今天 A Plus 小聚会的句子是 ：Everyone mixes and matches different styles of clothing these days. Everyone mixes and matches different styles of clothing these days. 意思就是现在大家都会混搭不同的穿衣风格。句子中的 mix 就是混合的意思，像是有些歌曲会被做成混音版。混音我们可以说 mix 或 remix a song， 那混音版的歌我们就可以说 mix 或 remix。 另外 match 就是搭配或者是相配的意思，所以 mix and match 就是我们中文所说的混搭。另外大家要注意的是， clothing 是衣物的总称，是不可数的哦。如果要用 clothing 表示一件衣物，就必须用 a piece of 来修饰。那 clothesClothes, clothes 这个字本身就是复数，不能用数量词来修饰哦。这样大家了解了吗？了解了就回到我们今天 A-Plus 小聚会的句子，跟我念一次哦。Everyone mixes and matches different styles of clothing these days. 那今天就介绍到这里，拜拜。
Everyone mixes and matches different styles of clothing these days.
Everyone mixes and matches different styles of clothing these days.
David's Daily Life. What are friends for?
The next day at school, everyone asked Eddie about the concert. He showed them his new poster with the band's autographs.I suddenly remembered the postcard from Eddie's dad. When nobody was looking, I signed the band members' names on it. Then I showed it off. One classmate asked,
How come the handwriting looks different from Eddie's poster?
Another one said,
That's David's handwriting. I recognize it because it's so ugly.David, you're such a liar.
I felt so embarrassed. Why was I jealous of Eddie? Eddie said,
Don't call my best friend a liar.
I smiled at him for helping me. Although what I did was wrong, Eddie still stood by me.
Suddenly,It suddenly started to rain, and I didn't even have an umbrella. It suddenly started to rain, and I didn't even have an umbrella. Sign. The movie star signed photos for his fans at the airport.The movie star signed photos for his fans at the airport. Handwriting. I like Scarlett's handwriting because it's very clear and neat. I like Scarlett's handwriting because it's very clear and neat.Smiled. Dad told us to smile at the camera for our family photo. Dad told us to smile at the camera for our family photo.